Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
We're here talking to
Alex Engel, associate producer for Disruptor Beam.
And you're representing?
Disruptor Beam, which is our game, Game of Thrones Ascent.
And you were telling me, what platform is that?
So Game of Thrones Ascent right now is on Facebook, it's on Kongregate, and it's also on our own website. It's got about 100,000 daily active users on Facebook. It's the, I think, number two played game on Kongregate, and it's got quite a few people on our own web version as well. And we're actually showing off our iOS version here at Boston Fig.
And what kind of game is it?
So it's an online strategy game. The idea behind it is that you pledge fealty to one of the major houses in the Game of Thrones universe, and then as you pledge fealty, you basically follow through the storyline of the first three seasons of the Game of Thrones show. We are officially licensed by HBO, so you'll see fun things like Joffrey's armor or, John Umber's bear steel and everything. We have all that stuff officially licensed, done by our artists, approved by HBO in the game. Just really cool to see sometimes. And a huge player base, super passionate about it, and they love following along the action. So season three ran through just this year. Every time they had a new episode on Sunday, the next day we'd have new quests and new content in the game following through what happened on that episode and new items in the store that you could purchase based on that episode.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones, and I know how it goes for some of the families.
Oh, yes.
So why would you ever start out with one of the families that it goes really badly for?
So there are benefits to being in each family. So the way it works is every fealty gets a fealty-specific building. The Lannisters, for instance, with their history of mining on Casterly Rock, you get a mine. Targaryens get a dragon reliquary. Starks get, I think, a hunting lodge and things like that. So each one of these buildings confers special bonuses and special things that you can do. And after you're done with your fealty, you can actually reincarnate. Reincarnating allows you to keep some of the bonuses from that previous fealty and start over in a new fealty. So even though you may be on a non-winning side, there are still benefits to going through there. And actually, most of our players play Stark or Targaryen. Like 40% of our players actually typically create Stark characters.
Knowing it's not going to go well.
They don't necessarily know. But some of them suspect.
They do now.
And of course, they themselves, as a player, don't necessarily kick the bucket. But some of their underlings do. And so that's been kind of interesting. One of our, right now, between season 3 and 4, we have what's called Season U, which is just us pushing like our own content, our own storyline, and really turning the focus back on the player. So the player is like, a lot of them are invested in this one character, basically this wayward cousin that like sort of stumbles around drunk to every place that the action
sounds like
happens.
Where can I go?
That was like,
it's great, except he attends the Red Wedding.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, and so after they finished raging on the forums, like on the Game of Thrones forums about the Red Wedding episode, they came in and played the game and started raging on our forums because they were like, I can't believe my cousin had a very unfortunate series of events happen to him right at the Red Wedding. Who would have thought that when he was attending?
So as a Facebook game, is there a way to kind of like directly compete with your friends during the game, or how does that kind of work in the social aspect?
So in the social aspect, for Facebook and Kongregate especially, which have their sort of built-in social avenues and social networks in there, you're automatically friends with your friends that are playing. You always like trade favors back and forth. You like send whispers and ravens to each other. You also join alliances. So we have about 27,000 alliances in the game, ranging in size from like two people all the way up to thousands of people. We actually have coming up very soon Alliance versus Alliance combat, which will allow them to compete in monthly resetting leaderboards that give you rewards based on your placement in that leaderboards. So it'll give you another way to compete between each other. But you're able to play with your friends. A lot of people, my fellow producer, Kristen, over here has like an alliance of like four people, but it's just her four friends. They complete quests together. They complete challenges together. It's just a great time. Like, I play with a bunch of my Facebook friends, my game developer friends, which is always great because I'll like swap in-game items with them for their like beta codes and things in their games and everything. It's always fun. Have good times.
Yeah. So, I've never really done the games on Facebook. So how do you search for them?
So when you type in on the search bar on top, type in Game of Thrones Ascent, you can come to our product page, which is sort of like our social page on Facebook. We got about 122,000 people are the fans. We do a lot of like concept art and blog posts and discussions on our Facebook channel. In fact, one of the first things I did this morning, we first opened, was post a photo of our booth and people sitting down chatting at the booth and whatnot. But the game itself will show up. As soon as you do a search for Game of Thrones, you're basically going to get like the character pages and the show pages and our game.
So when did you come out with the iOS version? Was that just recently?
The iOS version has not come out yet.
Oh,
so
it's not
the iOS version is still a little bit away from release.
Okay.
It's good enough now that we decided to bring it to the show and give people a chance to check it out. I really like the iOS version. I think it's very smooth. I love the UI in it. I love the web version too, but the iOS version I think is going
to
be like
having something portable is always really nice. You know, I need something to do while I'm at work anyway.
And it's the same. It's the same backend, so you'll be able to play on iOS the same character you play on the website and everything.
That's great.
Which would be really cool. So we're really happy about that. And we're just having a great time. We're a small studio based in Framingham, Mass. Our CEO, John Radoff, has been making games and starting companies for like 20 years. A lot of us have a lot of experience. We've been in the industry for 10 years. Hank is our COO, is here with us today. He ran Blue Fang Games for 13 years. He's been doing games forever. So a lot of us are long-term professionals, but we decided that it was time for us to just strike out on our own and make an indie game studio and follow our dreams. And our dreams led us to stabbing each other in the back at Westeros, which is great.
So. It's kind of a big license for a small...
Huge license for a small company.
Yeah. So how did that happen?
So our CEO, John Radoff, sat down with George R. R. Martin, and he said, I'd love to make a game based on, like starting a new gaming company, I'd love to make a game based on the Song of Ice and Fire. And George said, that's fantastic. I would love to do a game, especially a social game. There's been an RPG game, and he's like, let's try something different. So then he said, by the way, HBO is making a TV series based on Game of Thrones. You guys should sit down and chat with HBO. So after a period of time, there's always legal wrangling for licensing reasons and everything. So after the lawyers settled down and everyone was happy with the agreement, we started building Game of Thrones Ascent at the beginning of 2012. So at the beginning of 2012, we really started serious development. By February 2013, we were done with the core development. We were able to release it in the beta state. And since February until now, we've just been adding new features, adding new content. We have some huge features coming this week. And then with the iOS release, we'll really be at a point where like the game will be our vision of what we wanted to do for Game of Thrones Ascent. And we'll keep building on it. We have Season 4 coming up next year, which is going to be amazing. And I can't wait to see what happens there.
Yeah, very good.
All right, if people besides on Facebook, what is your website if they want to check you out directly on the
website? Oh, it's just www.disruptorbeam.com.
All right, thank you so much.
You can also go to search for Game of Thrones Ascent and find us.
Great, fantastic.
Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin. Thank you.